Training jumps are understated affairs for Brittany Rees. No dramatic spray of sand, just a dull thud and a quick word between athlete and trainer. Neither she nor her coach, Joe Walker, is of the loquacious sort.
We're going to start on that far end because the wind's coming this other direction, do sets of 40s and 60s.
Okay.
The full throttle of Rees's gravity-defying flights is reserved for competitions when adrenaline kicks in.
This is her final jump. Can she get her title? For the second time. Oh, that was a monster jump.
Absolutely massive.
That was at the World Indoor Championships in March of this year in Istanbul, Turkey, where the Gulfport native successfully defended her title.
7:23, a new championship record, a new North American record.
Oh, and speaking of records, when Rees broke the American indoor long jump mark held for over a decade by a famous world athlete, true sportsmanship prevailed.
Jackie Joyner Kersee texted me. When I got on the plane, it said, congratulations, Miss Indoor Champion and American record holder.
So she's rooting for you?
Yeah, she's been rooting for me for a while now. And when you have a person like that on your side, it's an honor.
Officially, the 25-year-old still has to qualify for London. But given her record, her likelihood of success is like her leaps, gigantic. More improbable, but nevertheless true, is that her entire career started over a can of soda.
My track coach took the basketball team out to the field and basically said, whoever can jump the furthest gets a coat.
With long, slim legs, square shoulders and torso, Rees has the build of a natural athlete. Playing basketball on school teams since fourth grade, she had dabbled in the 400 meters just to keep fit when the Coke episode happened. Even then, her career nearly got scuppered by the track coach.
He wouldn't let me go because I was already competing in the 400. And basically, I just kept begging him and begging him to let me jump. And he finally let me jump. It was like a 17-foot jump. And then he told me to go back and do it again. And I did it again. It was about the same, or maybe a little more. So that's how I won the Coke and won the long jump.
That was 10 years ago. Since then, her rise has been steep. Now she frequently jumps over 23 feet at competitions. At the Beijing Olympics 4 years ago, lack of experience and not lack of talent kept her off the podium, says her trainer, Ole Miss track and field head coach Joe Walker.
She had one jump that was a very small foul that would have won the competition. I think she just didn't have the experience to handle that at the time, and I think after that she started pressing just a little bit and trying to make it happen and got a little tiny bit flustered.
Not much for words, the 5'8" Rees is a self-described homebody who much prefers computer games and time with family to going out. Instead, her skin tells a story adorned with tattoos that chronicle her life.
All my tattoos mean something, but the one on my right arm, it has a cross, and that's for all of my family members that has passed away. And then on the inside of my arm, it says, born a champion. And that's just because I think I was born a champion because I've been winning for a while.
Maybe this one best sums up her ambition.
On the left side of my chest, I have the Olympic rings inside of a beast. And on the top of the rings, it says The Beast, which is my nickname I got here at Ole Miss, B. Rees the Beast.
And this time the Beast has promised herself there won't be any tears of disappointment at the Olympics. 4 years after placing fifth in Beijing, Rees says she's figured out how to win, have fun, and do what I do best, she says. For WKNO News, I'm Sandra Knispel in Oxford, Mississippi.